Chapter 7. He had a patient to see and was going my way. As we were leaving Fritzing Hall, I told him that Dr. Candy had tried to tell me something, but his memory had failed him. "Is there a way I might possibly help him to remember?" I asked. His dreamy brown eyes looked at me with a flash of interest. "It's amazing he's still alive," he said. "The fever did permanent damage. However, Mr. Blake, it may be possible to trace Dr. Candy's lost memory without Dr. Candy." He stopped to pick a wild flower. "How beautiful it is," he said. His sudden joy surprised me. He turned to me, the smile leaving his face. "I'll explain, Mr. Blake. During the worst part of his fever, he was delirious, talking endlessly. I never left him as long as his life was in danger. To pass those terrible hours at his bedside, I wrote down what he said, leaving spaces between his broken, seemingly unconnected phrases. It became a kind of game, trying to put the pieces together, guessing, working out the missing links. One night he mentioned your name several times." "Let's go back immediately and look at your notes," I said. He shook his head. "Impossible, Mr. Blake. He was my patient. Therefore, I'm afraid it's a medical secret, despite the fact that I believe he was talking to you." I decided to tell him the whole truth. I told him I was suspected of stealing the diamond, and why, and that Dr. Candy's memory could perhaps clear my name. He listened patiently, even anxiously. "I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Blake," he said, as we reached a fork in the road. But not one word about the diamond ever crossed his lips. "It's certain I took the diamond," I said, "but I did it without my own knowledge. I have to be able to prove that somehow." He became suddenly still, looked at me very strangely, then took me by the arm. "You have travelled in the East, Mr. Blake. You must know about the effects of opium on human consciousness." I nodded. He invited me to sit down on a wall. "I must now tell you a secret," he said. "Look at my face. Can you believe I'm 40 years old? No, obviously. My life is near its end, Mr. Blake. For 10 years I've suffered from an incurable disease of the nerves. Without opium, the indescribable pain of it should have killed me long ago. Yes, it is a powerful painkiller, but even opium has its limit." As he spoke, I realized the horror his daily life must have been. "Were your nerves out of order this time last year?" he asked me. "Were you restless or nervous?" I told him I was, that I had been sleeping badly night after night. "Was the night of the birthday an exception?" "Try and remember." I told him it was the first night I had slept well since I had given up smoking, the cause of my nervousness. He let go of my arm, as though at last seeing something. "I'm absolutely certain of one thing," he said slowly. "I know what Dr. Candy wanted to say to you. I have it in the notes I took at his bedside."
"Explain yourself," I cried. "Please, what do you mean?"
"I have a patient to see. Give me 2 hours, then call at Dr. Candy's house." He hurried away.